Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mabonge, mabaso, otetoriso, eho lukezi, nati sisho njalo impela, udumo, lungo lwakho, udumo, lukufanele, phambokwakhe, sibusiswe ngu-Colin Maluleke, ethi makhombandlela, saphinda sathola enye ingoma, ka Smoky Nofel, ethi don't quit, sekuseduze mzalwane. Don't quit. Nanoma kunzima kangakanani, don't quit. Nanoma kuwukuthi iyenyukela lendlela bambelela. Don't quit. Isikhathi ke sithi 22 after 3 o'clock njoba ngishilo ukuthi emveni kwale ingoma ezintathu sizobeke sesixoxisana le kutlwano kunobhila kane BO emetsimang.
Buipilo.
Kutlwano buipilo. Why two names Setswana? Happen not to write English and Zulu or in Setswana and lebitso la Sekgowa.
You know, I think my mom has always been intentional about just who she calls us. So okay. When I asked her about my second name, she told me that the meaning of my names are representative of everything that I brought into her life and what she also hopes that I pour out into the world.
Okay.
Yes.
Kutlwano.
Buipilo khatle.
Buipilo khatle.
Yes.
Okay, so how a kopantsa a refa sentence ering?
So kutlwano means understanding, right?
Yeah.
Unity between, you know, people, and buipilo means to have pride in. So the way my mom explained it, ari nanai but she had a lot of pride in who she became when she had me.
Okay.
And also she wants me to have pride in who I am,
mm-hmm.
walking in this journey, Mobu Pilong. So yes.
Now it makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, kya mutla mama.
Yes.
All right, we pilo nagetlo bitsa kutlwana or kere KB.
Whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Kutlwano
le yona ke yona. KB.
Yeah, KB.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, ra go dumedisa, siya bingelela. Siya bonga tube nat.
No, thank you so much for having me. Hello everybody. Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate this and I don't take it lightly. So I appreciate it. Yes.
Okay. Ke kopa ho re fete ka mone and then ha re bua re kopa ho metsi hanyane fela hore ke mang kutlwano o belegetse ko kae o gotse yang background
ke
ya kutlwano. Okay. A sense kanje.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Thathenga njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Sela AM 657 or medium wave 657 pindosthole na go DSTV audiobook 882 umusebenzi open view sikhona ku channel 607 yes ya kuma radio channels go open view and ungasilalela online download e radio pulpit app noma ke ngena go www.radiopulpit.co.za abaningi bahlezi bebuza ukuthi how do you download radio pulpit app. It's very easy. Uya ku Play Store and then mofeo Play Store uya kuma apps and then you type Radio Pulpit app uzoyibona izovela moqeda uya i-downloader uma sei downloadile uyaphinda uyagiyona uyayivula and then uzobona nje i-page leka Radio Pulpit uzothola bo podcast uzothola bo listen live wena uklika la ithi listen live bese ke uthola zonke le ndaba ezinhle 24 hours a day 26 after 3 and njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi inkina le kutlwano ya KB Khatle obhale incwadi enhle la le title it's ena le khogedi, you know, yeah, journey to self. And kirata le cover ya teng, it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's beautiful, unique, uyenze ka black and white.
Yes.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi unali a reason why.
Yes. So with the in regards to the book,
yeah,
I honestly did not want to write it.
Okay.
But I was, do you know how are agitation, yeah, the spirit,
yeah,
when God is just telling you to do something,
yeah,
and it's scary, but it's such a vulnerable thing.
Yeah.
So I think it being black and white was very intentional because I didn't want color to take away from the purpose of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it black and white because I wanted it to be straightforward that,
yeah,
listen, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Life for me is black and white. There, mm-hmm, is no gray area.
Yeah.
So that is just main it.
Okay. It's in ifunde. Because this part, Livitang,
you can just call it
this term.
Yes, yeah. It has the term, but you can just call it the back part of the book. Yes.
Okay, let me read it ukuthi abantu ba understand mhlambe ukuthi ikhuluma ngani le ncwadi ne. Uthi la kithome mokai. Okay, self, which is SELF, which is an acronym. I created, that is explained in the book, is essential in resurrecting who you truly are in every stage of your life and who God created you to be. Leaving no stone unturned, we gain the ability to identify the voice personified that's leading you on your journey. The journey to self is very much linked to our experiences, choices, ways of thinking, and the change and evolution that we go through. And with the aid of self mastery, self-awareness, self-determination, and self-trust, our knowledge of these things gives us a clearer understanding of the place and position we operate from, which I believe is one of three: survival mode, healing era, and tranquil state. Walking with God is a constant evolution and multiplication in our identity. There are layers to us, and we are whoever God calls us to be. In our essence, we radiate the power and immaculate excellence of God, our source. Angibambe lapho ne.
Yes.
Wena utlori unpackela yona.
Okay.
But before we unpack, ke mang kutlwana?
Kutlwana ke mwana nonia. I'll probably bring up my mom a lot in this because she's the one who, for the most part, raised me and is the reason for who I am today.
Okay.
It was my mom, my sister, and I. Kutlano is the middle, last born, mm-hmm, currently now the only child because my sister passed away.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. That's okay.
Yeah.
I am a creative. I am passionate. I am loving. And most importantly, I'm a child of God. I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very much intentional in growing. So I cannot be defined in just one setting.
Mm-hmm.
I am constantly growing and evolving. So for now, let's just fully just say I am God's masterpiece.
Okay. Obelegetse ko kae?
Pretoria.
Okay. Mami Lord.
Wa mamsi.
Oh.
Yes.
What I thought or tla ko bo northwest ko.
No, not at all. Ke khotse Pretoria. That's why even my lingo ke bolela as Pretoria.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So le khotse lili
three. Yes.
Okay, onali an older sister,
wena
o ka mogare, and then last born wa tlokofala.
No, basically I was saying I was the middle because it felt like we were the three of us, my mom, my sister, and I. So,
oh, okay.
I am the last born. They were only, my mom only had two children.
Okay.
But I kind of always felt like the middle child because my mom has a young spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no kholi yang ka mogai.
Sure. Okay, so that one is a very complex question.
Yeah.
Because in the home where I grew up with my mother, it was always amazing. My mm-hmm. mom, like I said, hardworking. She's a nurse.
Okay.
So she has always been intentional about just helping us grow and learn mm-hmm. and just be hardworking woman. And growing up with her has always been amazing, but I did mm-hmm. end up staying with some relatives. So that part of my life brought a little bit of hiccups. Mm-hmm. Hence, I was abused and molested at some point in my life. And that wasn't a very easy time for me. My mom was working, so she was not home. My sister was in school, so she obviously was too young to take care of me. So, yeah, certain things happened around that period of time, but for the most part, when my mom came back, we kind of more or less picked up where we left off. We did our best. And yeah, things just, God showed up. God showed up.
You know how buaka this thing, ya ho molestiwa. This thing ke pandemic, man.
1,000%.
I don't know hore ke something se leng hore e setsa hala thata mo South Africa. Or all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But go ya ka di stats, I remember last week we were having this event.
Yes.
Unpacked kind of thing.
Unpacking a kept woman.
Unpacking a kept yes. woman. And most yabo ausi, they were sexually abused.
Yes. Yes.
And luena today omo oileng hore o mopalong.
Yes.
Which is sad.
You know what? The reality is that we live in a country where certain things are not taken seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is sad that we overlook a lot of things, especially how Hilingwana or Hilimusadi.
Yeah.
You know, like certain things are just not taken seriously. And I feel like that's the repercussions of what we're seeing today, that women are abused, women are molested, like, and not only women. I know that men also face it as well, that there's so much abuse going on.
Yeah.
But it's also residue, sadly, of the work of the enemy. So I think it's unfortunate, but in everything it's important to find God.
Yeah.
And just stay rooted in him and allow him to help you deal with it or cope with it in a way that is healthy and that does not let you now become another person who's abusing somebody else. Because I think also that is the problem. A lot of abusers were abused. So
and Turkey ratanke gore generation ya hona yanong
yes
le open this is what happened to me. Because this thing khale yetsa khala, but you know, batswadi ba rona, bokoko ba rona, because hangata yetsa khala in the family.
Yes.
So tlabe ba re a ho bolelweng ka yona. And then go felle hona mo a go ile buliwa case, tlabe go patelaniwa hona mo right didimala ke ntsha ko mogae a re bolele ka yona. So I'm glad gore generation ya hona yanong babua hore this is what happened to me. So ke nahana hore yanong molao ko ona tswantseng onke what do we call it,
action.
Yes, banke action hore ba etsang ka this thing, because ke bolwetse.
You know what, I think as much as we can put responsibility on the law, it is also our intent, play, we have a part to play.
Yeah.
Here, because kam kobulelang how we are raised, that it's such a stigma, like you know, you're gonna bring shame to the family.
To the family, yes.
But we need to get to a point where our comfort is not the center of the discussion.
Yeah.
That the true conversation is, this is wrong. Whether family, the title does not matter.
Yeah.
Wrong is wrong, and I think that's where we need to be, and we're moving in the right place. I think that it's slowly but surely change will come.
Yeah. It will, definitely it will. Especially how modimo antsa bona dikeledi tsa tsa rona.
1000%.
Yes, a bona dikeledi tsa bana, a bona dikeledi tsa bomme, a bona dikeledi tsa young boys, because hangata go molestiwa these young boys.
Yes.
And a very expecta gore go be le manyalo a healthy. Re lebala gore kane batho ba batlhako kae, and then ba bang ha ba bui ka yona, as we are saying. Wena o tlomakala hore I'm with this man, but gona le moile gore o act strange o kiba bona, or gona le kana ko eleng gore how treat pila, and then how understand gore what is the root cause, kanti o kra gore ke yona e.
Yes,
the root cause ke yona e ya gore he was molested, but ke something se leng gore o tshwere ka mogare, especially men ha ba bolele ka yona. Yeah, I believe gore maybe ke tseding tsa dilo tse di entseng gore o felletse o kwala this book.
Yes,
ha modimo a bua lwana, and I love that gore o thomile ka ho bolela gore, you know, modimo are kwala buka e.
Yes,
and then wa ba obedient.
Yes.
And then wa feleletsa wa ikwetse wa re journey to self.
Yes.
Okay. And ke eng se seng se se go inspire leng gore o ba o feleletsa wa ikwala.
Yo. So you know, we all go through a lot.
Yeah.
Like life is heavy sometimes because we go through circumstances and a ritlo dila ka tsona.
Yeah.
You know, we spoke about speaking about the abuse and stuff. I didn't talk about it until I spoke about the book. So now my family, sadly, they only found out when I released the book. And I think what inspired me honestly is because I don't want to repeat patterns anymore. I wanted to, I've always been intentional about learning.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that nothing just happens and that life is spiritual.
Yeah.
So knowing those two things put me in a position where I was like, God, you know what, as much as, you know, the abuse was uncomfortable and I wouldn't want to go through it, what is it, Lord, that I can take away from this? Because I refuse to leave any kind of situation with nothing. I'm just one of those people who believes that even the circumstances we put ourselves in, I will take something from it, whether it's wisdom, it's knowledge, it's certain like patterns that I can now pass on to somebody else. And I feel like that's the other thing. We need to arm ourselves with knowledge so that we can pass it on to other people and other children, so that they can be aware. Because I think that's the other thing. Awareness is low.
Yeah.
And the more we have the conversations, the better it is. So for me, this was a start. Like I said, I didn't necessarily want to write the book. When I was writing in thoughts of my future children.
O batla go break this chain.
Yes.
Yes, because some other things, if you don't break them,
it will continue.
Yes, it will continue.
Yeah.
So ke kopa o re unpackele yona buka e.
Yes.
Itse lapho o motho etse, ke a ibatla buka e, e bua le nna. Kubo ukuthi uya understand ekutheni uzotholani kuyona.
All right. So firstly, I will break down the SELF acronym, but before that, I want to make something super clear, right? Our physical bodies are evidence that this world is temporary.
Yeah.
Yet the enemy leads a lot of people into thinking that it's not that deep, it's not that serious, but it is infinitely consequential. The real deception of now is that it feels like forever. And we have a responsibility to be intentional about life because we serve an intentional God. God knows exactly what he is doing. He is, you know, this thing of being nonchalant, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because now we think that we have time. We think that we can do whatever we want to do. And realistically, yes, you can do whatever you want to do, but also you have a calling. There's a responsibility. And like we are saying now, there's a cry in the world. There's a cry in South Africa. And until people walk in their purpose and walk in what they are called to be, it's going to be an issue. We'll continue to face the problems, because at the end of the day, God, what God started, he's going to finish. And he already finished in heaven. So now we're just at a point where we need to be in alignment. and do that, you know, that the scripture that says on earth as it is in heaven. That's the type of alignment we need to walk into. So this book is basically what God was teaching me in regards to now getting on that path where I am, yes, going through life, but I am still in alignment with the Holy Spirit enough to know that, okay, now we are walking in obedience. Let's do this. Let's do, because we are not just here to just be and to just live and to just die. We are here so that we can bring change and purpose in life. So the S in self is surrender, where we surrender to source and we are surrendering to seasons. And we are sacrificing the ego and the need to control, right? The E is essence, it's environment and experiences. The L is your lineage, this is your family. The F is forgiveness, it's freedom and it's faith. So there's a reason why when I said self, it's a breaking down of it, because it's so easy to get so in your own bubble that you think life is all about you.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why I feel like the Holy Spirit also was like, you know what? No, this is an acronym. Because yes, self is important, but how you see self is way more important than actually just being like loose about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Ngibona la ubuza a question, ne?
Yes.
Uthi, do you know why you were born into this world? I think umuntu ozoyifunda le ncwadi nayo uzozibuza, ne?
Yes.
And then any question ukuthi what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
So kikopa go ibotsa wena.
Yes.
Yeah.
The reason I am born into this world is fully to be everything that God has created me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it is scary.
Yeah.
It is scary to do that, because now you are doing things that are not seen. You are doing things that are not necessarily normal, especially in your family and all those things.
Yeah.
So when it comes to my purpose, I don't want to lie, sis. My purpose is to reflect everything that I am learning about myself into the world. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as, yes, I am a child of God, but I am also a person who experienced certain things that were supposed to break them.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was not broken by the things that I went through, I am intentional about now making sure that I pour into the people that have similar journeys with me and to be another sister's keeper. You know, it's so important that we hold each other's hand. And when it comes to me and my purpose, like I said, my identity, we can sit about and we can talk about the physical aspect of it or career-wise, you know. Yes, I'm into fashion. I love creating. I am an illustrator. I am doing all these things. But none of those titles can truly fulfill the true essence of who you are. So this is what this book is. I know that people have big titles and that's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
But it's also important to be whole. We are learning about wholeness at my church. And it made me laugh because it's so in alignment with what God is doing in my life at the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we don't truly know ourselves in regards to who God said, because he said, before I formed you, I knew you. So this is what we're unpacking. We're unpacking that person who God formed before you were even born into this world.
Yeah.
So that is what we're looking into. So that way you are, there's layers, like we said to you.
Mm.
So now we know that, okay, fine, yes, you are this. But even if you lose that title of being a doctor and whatever, there's still that person who God says. So that is what we're mostly looking into.
Mm. Yes, because honestly, some other people, maybe job ya high.
Yes. The identity high.
Yes.
Yes.
So ask yourself, how can I tell you
what
I'm who are you?
Mm-hmm.
It means now you are nobody, and then you feel like you are not going to be able, because now you lose that thing.
Yes.
And you are going to be,
yes.
You understand, you are doctor mang mang.
Yes.
You teacher mang mang.
Yes.
You know, all those titles.
And I love the fact that you said value. Because that is what it is. The way you put value in.
Yeah.
And some people, sadly, being a mother is their only identity.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens when, you know, that unfortunate child, that child goes, what is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are still who God called you to be, but now who is that person?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm. Wow, ke KB Kutlwano kana the second name ke ma
Webelo.
Katle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Ubhale lencwadi Journey to Self. Ngiyakholelwa ukuthi lencwadi ingakusiza kakhulu, especially uma umuntu, you know, sometimes life inale hore ihwetse like maybe challenges selong hore kopana le tsona di feletsa o sa tlhola o ikitse gore o mang. Yes, you know gore o ngwana wa Modimo, and then it ends there.
Mm-hmm.
But go ya kopele go etsagalang ka life ya hao. So I believe gore this book e ka mothusa motho gore like how to begin your self discovery journey.
1000%.
Yes. Okay, o masibuya ne?
Yes.
Ari mothusi that person.
Okay.
O areng ke thoma ko kae, you know, ke losetse hope, and then ha ke tsoga ke, you know, ke routine e one, ke tsoga ke a lolampeto ke tlhapa meno ke a merekong, o mong o ya merekong fela because o batla tshelete, you know, I mean o batla go beya dijo on the table.
Yes.
But you know a se mereko e leng hore wa o rata. Yes, ke routine ela o ko merekong, ha o tswa ko merekong o tla gae wa pia, you know.
Yes.
Every day. Yes. Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then how motho eleng hore sometimes wa dula mo fatse o ipotse hore mara ke mang. You know, and then ke ya kae ka life. Purpose ya ka ke eng mo lefatseng? Purpose ya ka ke gore ke tsoge in the morning ke a lole ke tlhape meno ke mereko ke boe, you know.
Yes, there's more. There's more.
So I believe for this book e ka thusa motho gore a bone gore there's more.
1000%.
Yes, routine ya gago ya every day, the small ukuthi at the end of the day ungayifunda wena ukuthi kahlehle ungubani. Okay, asi beke futhi uma sibuya, and then uma lapho ekhaya mhlambe unombuzo or une comment sizoyivula incingo kule 10 minutes esele, ungangena ku 0123341322 noma u WhatsApp ku 0826572729. Nango Swazi Dlamini uyashala uthi there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Indeed, lapho sinikela impilo zethu ku Christu, yilapho siqaphela khona ukuthi we are free, yilapho ukuthi all chains uyazi ziyanqamuka, onke amaketane ayanqamuka la ukuthi besivaleleke khona. Uyasusa konke uNkulunkulu uyashisa amabondo ukuthi avalile amehlo ethu ukuthi asiboni ubuhle bukaNkulunkulu lapho simamukela khona lapho konke nje kuqala amehlo yavuleka uqala nje ukuzwa enye language ukuthi awuyazi uyasho la ke uSwazi Dlamini uthi break every chain uthi we are free all chains are broken. You know, KB Kutlwano Khatle iya obhale incwadi la okuthi ngingathanda nje sesonke sibe nayo ithi Journey to Self. Kutlwano kunomuntu olalele khona manje ne.
Mm-hmm.
are ke amutlwa o skutlwana o bua ka self discovery so u yaqala manje uthi hey yazi kahle hle go bua nginete fela ka mkhoba bolelang hore you know he mothaka tla mo wena o butsisa hore purpose ya hao mo lefatseng ke eng iba into a difficult hore aka khona go gwaraba hore nna ke le bahle purpose ya ka ke eng mo lefatseng so ari mothuse motho o gore o thoma yang your self discovery journey or maybe before to some motho o ke I believe gore lo wena gona le go thomileng koteng
yo yes
yes gore o be kutlwana o leng yena today yeah
you know as much as have you know how are mudumo a tlhwatsa
guys
but I get about to bar chelete a tlhwatsa like it ya utlina
okay
I say mudimu wa tlhwatsa
wa
tlhwatsa like wa tlhwatsa wa tlhwatsa that's what I'm saying oh guys forgive me I'm still learning wa tlhwatsa yes like wa tlina so yeah. That's what I mean let me just stick to the language I know best
yes
but
yeah.
You know God truly knows how to clean people because
yeah
I do not look like anything that I went through and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, coping. We talk about some the things that we go through, Mara.
Mm.
How we cope is different. I use substances, you know, I dug into drugs to the point where I OD'd in grade 11.
Mm.
And for me, that was the beginning of my... what we call a aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I had a come to Jesus moment where I thought I was going to die.
Mm.
And I said, God, you know, I'm not like this.
Mm.
I was on the floor and I was like something needs to change.
Mm.
And I don't know how, but I will try. I will do my best because I cannot die like this.
Hmm.
Especially knowing that there's more. I don't know what that more is.
Mm.
And I haven't experienced that more. I haven't experienced the extravagant beauty of life.
Hmm.
But I want to.
Yeah.
So help me, guide me. And the first thing that I would say is to be honest with yourself. Those demons, you know, that you are afraid to face.
Mm.
Those things that you... feel like scare you and you won't recover from even thinking about it. It is important for us to face the things that scare us, the things that brought us to our knees, the things that we even feel like it's a shame.
Mm.
It is important to face every single part of you because the one thing that I did was run from the problems that I had. I ran from the fact that I had an abusive father, which led to me now dating an abuser.
Mm.
Do you get what it is important. It's so imperative that we get to a point where we unpack, and we don't unpack alone. You unpack with God, and also therapy is important.
Yeah,
I know that we talk about, you know, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think or imagine, and that is true.
Mm.
But God also does send people to help us.
Yeah.
So when it comes to finding ways to cope and all these things, it's so important to get to a point where you face yourself, you face your truth, the things that scare you, so you deal with things better.
Yeah.
And that you are able to unpack, like we say, every stage that you are in, and unpack it healthily.
Mm. You're saying when you were in grade 11,
yes,
o thomile wa nka di drugs?
No, I OD'd in grade 11. I started doing drugs a long time ago, like way before that. It was
So you were trying to cope with numbing. Pain?
I was definitely numbing. I was numbing.
Mm.
So I was numbing in every way that I can because realistically, I said, I didn't talk about the issues that I had. I didn't talk about the fact that I was abused.
Mm.
I didn't talk about anything. So I got into drugs and I was hardly sober in high school, you know, and those, you know, like those were the times where I don't know how I even got through, if I'm being honest, because...
Oh, is it looking at you now? Yes. No, bulela hore modimo ka no wa re wa sasa.
What? No, wa tlatswa. Wa tlatswa modimo.
Indeed, modimo wa tlatswa because bazalwane uma ningambona I ngimboneni ne last week at ba re bathongwetse o montle yang. Ngela so skhathi benganga ka share anything
yeah.
about impilo yakhe mina nje ngibone a very beautiful young lady so kan nete modimo wa tlhatswa because ha motho vela ka o lebella hona nong ha bone di drugs
no
ha bone motho ileng hore u bile sexually abused motho ileng hore u bile physically abused emotionally abused kan nete modimo wa khona gore a gontse you know in the mud
yes
and then a go tlhatswe bona gona ya no bona madi a Jesu a go tlhatswe yang
yo and that's why I know I can't take credit for anything
yeah
so that's why I am that person you will always talk to about you know what is it I'll always bring up Jesus I'll always bring up God because truly that is it that's the only reason I'm breathing
yeah
he's the only reason I am still alive and that I still choose to fight and to build and to grow.
Okay, khona le voice note mone. A re utle gore e tlhaga ko mang and then uthini. Iskhathe sithini yo so sakashayile for. Okay, a re utle le ka pela mo this.
Ah sibingelele nkosazana sibingelele kubalana nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakadwe tindzaba. Lethi thokotisako.
Amen.
Manje ngikhona la ngisebenzisa ke le number ka kamchana wa mo France le.
Okay.
Ye nkosazana. Hayi, ngiyizindaba nkosazana. Kodwa leyo.
Yeah.
Hayi khona. Angifuna lezayo le yango 4. Ngiyabonga nkosazana. Kanimama.
Kalimambo, sibonge nalapha yana kubongani mahlangu uthi ulalele use Dobsonville e extension 3 ngale esowethu. Okay, maybe rutso fela minute gule hour. So re mothusa yang motho o a reng ke batla go thoma a self discovery journey.
Firstly, like we said, to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And know that you want to grow, that you want to become more.
Yeah.
And if you are locked in into a community at church, but also that is more, it's very helpful to be locked into a community that will help you and that will hold you accountable, you know. And also getting to a point where you are, like we said, therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy. God. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get to a point where we are self-discovering. Yes.
Wow. Okay, get the book Mzalwane ukuze ke uzofunda okuningi kuyona though angeke akwazi ukuthi ashiyele i prize ukuthi imali angeke sikwazi ukuthi siyisho la emoyeni kodwa uzoshiya inamba yakhe gore bayithola yang akere. Okay, ithola khala yang.
You can get it via either my Instagram, which is Bebelo Khatle, or WhatsApp, 061-883-6401.
Okay, Irike kwa lebona ne? Hore bakone tola khantle, the number,
061-883-6401. Yes.
Okay. So kinana ho bereka bo di Korea mone?
Yes.
All right. Okay, yam tholela go 061-883-6401 noma iya go social
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok.
Yes. Well, TikTok as well, but mostly Instagram.
Okay. Facebook?
Facebook as well. Yes. Kutlano bipelo khatle.
Okay.
Yes.
Kan engweking
it's just Instagram and
okay.
Facebook
I'll more tweet
no
all right okay Thank you, KB.
Thank you so much. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Ki your Facebook?
This is my Facebook, yes.
Okay. And then o plena go kwala tsekai in 5 years to come?
Yo. We'll see what the Lord says.
I can remember the author, how Toma Hokwala Baribona, Ahuna, Ahusana, Hobuela Mo.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Yes. More is coming. I just don't know how many.
Okay, I think I'm a fellow Molining. Sawana Jumelo Semoyeni? Sawana? Hello? Sia Pila Wenujani? Ufono Kulman Okutran? Okay. And uglalela ukutlwana?
Uyambongela.
Uyambongela. All right. Okay, siyabonga ne.
Thank you.
All right. Kutlwana re a leboga and uNkulunkulu abe nawe and then aphinde futhi akuphe botlhale bobong gore o kgone go kwala mo books.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, isikhathi ke manje sithi 5 after 4 o'clock singenile kulesi sigaba sokugcina. Kulesi sigaba sokugcina ngizobe ngino Dr. Cools Mthethwa. Siyaqhubeka ke bazalwane sibuke ukuthi how to cope with the loss of a loved one. Lingasuki ke iphondo aqhubeke lihlale ku AM 657. Njoba ke ukutlwana bekakhuluma nge journey to self. Nangu uBabusipho Makhabane Big Fish naye uhlabelela ngalolu hambo uthi my journey.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.